digital music. Digital Music Trends, Episode 89, 17th of November, 2011. Okay, so I'm really happy to welcome to the show today Martin Roth. He is the CTO of RJDJ. We've had RJDJ on the show in the past. It was almost a couple of years ago. So a lot of stuff has happened since then, including the Inception app, which was incredibly popular. And now we're here to talk about a new app that is actually going to come out within the next month that is super exciting. And so I want to know all about it. So hi, Martin, and thanks for joining me on the show today. How's it going?
Hello, Andrea. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I'm very excited to be meeting with you today.
Cool. So first of all, let's talk about Inception. Just do a quick roundup of what's happened with RJDJ in the past year and a half. Mm-hmm. Inception was an amazing success for you guys. It got like a massive amount of downloads, lots of exposure. So what is your sort of takeaway from Inception and how did the public react to that app?
Well, Inception, first of all, is certainly the app that we've had that's been downloaded the most. At this point, it's been about a year now. There are over 4 million downloads there, and people continue to be very excited about it. We still continue to get emails from people telling us about the crazy dreams that they've had when they've gone to sleep with the app, or just crazy experiences that they've had while walking around their city or their town with it and listening to their new world with scored to the soundtrack of Inception. So that's still very interesting and very exciting and very motivating, in fact, to know that you can have an impact on people's lives like that doing some crazy music stuff. But that was last year, almost exactly a year ago, that we released it. Yeah. And I mean, actually, I think nobody was more surprised at its success than we were.
Yeah.
But clearly, we were very, very happy with that. And it also gave us a lot of confidence that we were on the right track with regards to our vision for the future of music.
Of course.
Or the kinds of things that music could do or should do in the future.
Yeah. And
namely, that it does have this kind of a reactive component or an interactive component, where the music... In one sense, it knows what you're doing. It's context aware, say. And in another sense, it's able to react to you while you're in that context.
Yeah. And of course, Inception was like the perfect sort of, in a way, the perfect platform, because it allowed you to reach a wide audience, make them understand what RJDJ is all about, because that was always the biggest challenge, to actually get people on board and make them try the product and make them understand how the whole thing works. Whilst Inception had the perfect background story, had the perfect marketing capabilities behind it, so it really helped get people to the next level in terms of understanding the concept.
Absolutely. I mean, the original RJDJ app, which came out back in 2008, really when the App Store first started and what kicked off everything for RJDJ and the company, that was that one, we sort of call it, we refer to it as mushrooms without the mushrooms. People were just very interested and excited, everything about the App Store, and then they got this app that just took the sounds around them and it turned everything crazy, and you could listen to your own sound echoing, your own voice echoing around your head. That was a lot of fun. But really the goal was to actually make some more serious music out of it. And when we got to Inception, that like you said, that was really the perfect material to go along with RJDJ, because Inception was already about dreams.
Yeah.
And it was already something that people, you know, people really enjoyed the movie, but a lot of people didn't necessarily completely understand the movie, or they, you know, at the end there was the whole question about, are they still in a dream or not?
Yeah.
And so people were already open to this idea of a dream world or of an alternate reality, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And Inception plus RJDJ just came together very well, because RJDJ already has a sort of a dreamlike quality to it.
Yeah.
And so it was very easy to bring those two things together.
Right. And so from there, of course, like I can imagine that the app that's coming out, you know, in roughly a month's time was a fairly direct reaction to the success of Inception. So taking that idea to a much further level and developing it in a more complex and complete way. Mm-hmm. So when did development start for this new idea, and sort of how long ago did you start working on it?
Well, I would say we started working on whatever would become Dimensions almost immediately after Inception. We were very excited about the whole thing, of course. We saw there were certain elements of the Inception app that people really engaged with, other things that people didn't understand or didn't find as interesting. We wanted to refine all of those elements. Back in January, I think, though, we set our ambitions very, very far into the future. And we said, okay, we've got this awesome thing going on now. Where can we take it? You know, yeah. Where does it all go next? And we started working on some kind of a reactive music game all the way back in January already, which was called, well, so the code name for it was Deuce. And it was the sort of the concept for it was that there was, you would have this bottle of music that you could say drink or you could listen to, and much like a genie in a bottle, sort of this smoke would wisp out of the bottle and into your headphones and then into your ears, and that you would be able to mix and match these different bottles of music to create new effects, new sounds, new ways to interact with the music whatnot. Yeah,
it's like the dream. It's like the BFG rolled out.
Yeah, absolutely. Things, Big Friendly Giant and sort of creating these dreams. But also where, you know, we also wanted an element, in fact, where you could take the music on your own iPod library and be able to play around with that as well. So it wasn't just about adding these crazy effects. We already had that from RJ DJ, but we wanted people to be able to have these kinds of experiences with music as well that they already knew and that they already enjoyed. That's where it all began from.
Yeah.
And I would say that kind of development, in fact, took up... We played around with those kinds of ideas for several months, in fact, maybe like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Before we returned, and I think we learned a lot in that process. That was very much a creative process.
Yeah.
Until we returned to the original Inception idea and then began to use that as a starting point.
Yeah.
To move forward to create a concrete product out of it with everything that we learned in the previous months.
Of course, because what you really need is... to get people hooked is a story.
Yeah, certainly.
It's great to have an app where you can play around with sounds, and even if it involves your own music, but to get people back and using it like consistently, then you do need like a storyline to get them hooked.
Yeah, of course. And with the Inception app, the storyline was already made for us.
Of course.
There was a whole movie for it.
Yeah.
And so that was a very easy way for us to engage with fans or to get them interested, because they were all, you know, there was a whole marketing machine behind Inception in the first place. There was already a story there. And then we just jumped in on top of it.
Yeah.
Of course, this time we wanted to do something for ourselves and work with our own story, work with some of our own ideas, and that's the whole Dimensions thing.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, and you know, there you are a Dimensionaut, you are exploring the multiverse, and each, of course, dimension that you're going into, or each one of these multiverses, has a different sound to it.
Yeah. Of course.
So that's the basic idea there. And then as you explore these different worlds and as you're playing that game, you know, the music will also change and react along with you, what you do.
Of course. Well, there are a few things that are really like new and exciting about the Dimensions. I only played with it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But one thing that struck me is that the Dimension I played with actually had a very tight integration between what's going on around in the background. An integration with the samples of music, or I'm not sure if it's whole pieces or actually pieces that are chopped up and dropped in at relevant points within your sonic experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt there was a very seamless integration of like parts of music with parts of sounds that are going on around you, so that created like a real musical experience that is not just crazy effects on what's going on around you. It's more like an integration of the two elements.
It is. For a while, we were calling it cinematic reality. Because it would be like you were in a movie, it would be that soundtrack to your life, you know, in a very similar way that Inception was. We struggled a lot with the idea that we wanted to make a game that we wanted to make a music game that was really about the music and not just a game with music kind of pasted on top, which is a trap that many games fall into, really. And it's a very difficult field. I mean, you find games, you know, even very popular ones like a Rock Band or a Guitar Hero. You don't actually need to listen to the music in order to play the game perfectly. You just watch the dots coming down the screen, and as long as you hit the buttons at the right time, you're done. You can do the whole thing on mute.
Yeah.
Or a game like Tap Tap.
Yeah.
Again, same thing. If you can hit the balls that are coming down from the top of the screen, you're good. You don't actually need to listen to the music. Now, in this case, I would even say Dimensions is not... you can also play it without listening to the music, but it's not nearly as much fun.
Yeah.
Listening to the music puts you into that space. It puts you into that dimension. It is very, very immersive.
Yeah.
And that also adds a huge amount to the experience. It adds a huge amount to the fun that you're having while you're going in and accomplishing these tasks.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that we really wanted to make sure about is that it wasn't just about listening to music, that there would be a reason for you to come back constantly and be listening to the music. So of course you can just, so the idea would be that you would possibly be playing the game. You could maybe even put the app into the background and do other things with your phone, or just leave it on the side while you're working or doing something else.
Yeah.
But that there would still be a reason to go back every once in a while and engage with it.
Yeah.
So you've got the musical experience, but at the same time, you're able to collect artifacts. You're able to
exactly.
deal with the Nephilim. You're able to collect quantum cells and solve all the puzzles along the way.
Exactly, and that's the other element that that struck me, was that it's not just an oral experience. It's a 360, so you're engaged on the screen.
Yeah,
achieving things on the screen that appear.
Yeah, we've got plenty of achievements.
Finding loads
there.
Of stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
And then you also have the sonic element to it that, of course, ties in into what's going on the screen as well.
Yeah.
So that's a really great way to actually bring the user to be engaged fully in the application, rather than just maybe listening for a bit or becoming disengaged. So, you know, he really, a user can really sort of be on the app and not think about anything else but the app for a little while. There's still the part where you can just put your headphones on, leave them on, and enjoy the music as it is. But there's also this like dual way to enjoy the application now that is more like, either you are fully engaged or you can also listen to it as a sort of a sonic experience.
Exactly. I was going to say, even from the early days of RJDJ, we realized that if you just have stuff going on in the headphones, if you just have something going on in the sound space, it could be as cool as you want it to be, but people may simply not understand what's going on there. And if they don't understand what's going on, they won't really stick around for too long.
Yeah.
You know, you'll just be like, oh yeah, that's cool, and then... and you kind of put it down. It's more like a toy than a serious listening experience, or perhaps even a tool of some sort. So it was very important for us to be able to have something on the screen that was also related to the music.
Yeah.
So that you could have, you could see the two, you could hear the music, you could see what was going on the screen, and be able to understand that one was influencing the other, or vice versa.
Yeah, exactly.
And that we were hoping would help explain to people to what was going on, and therefore also drive engagement so that people spend more time with the app. And
yeah.
They find, once they have a better understanding of what's going on, that they'll also find it more interesting.
Yeah, of course. And in terms of release schedule, I know that you guys are looking for sort of beginning of December.
Yep, absolutely.
For releasing the app. On top of that, there's also... A sort of beta tester program of sorts that Michael was talking about. I think officially it ends possibly today.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, exactly. So I think people listening to the podcast might not be able to actually sign up for it.
Yeah.
So how does that work? Is it more like a way to help you like iron out any bugs or any problems with the app?
Yeah, it is certainly. It's also a way for us just to get, say, the word out to people who've been following us on Twitter or on our blogs or any one of or on Facebook. And people who we already know are very interested in what's going on. People who are really big fans of Inception, for instance. It's a way to give back to them. It's a way to get the product out to them early. I mean, of course, we will take all of their feedback and we'll be integrating it into future versions of the app. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But it's also just something to say, you know, for those people who are really super excited about it, check it out. Here's what we've done.
Yeah.
And, you know, naturally we hope to be able to continue that conversation with them so that when the app then is fully available in the App Store, that we'll have some nice buzz going on there and, you know, they'll tell their friends and get going.
Yeah, exactly. And how do you find, like, in terms of the shelf life of an app like this, do you... foresee like being able to add levels and
We're not necessarily doing anything too outrageously new with the whole game aspect in the sense of course we can add new levels, we can always add more music to it, we can add new functionality.
Exactly,
that's the least of our worries really.
Yeah.
But what I do find interesting with regards to shelf life with an app like this, it's not in fact entirely dependent on always adding new content.
Yeah.
You know, you get many casual games out there, and I'll just choose Angry Birds because it's the canonical example. You know, the replayability of a game like that is relatively low. So they keep adding new levels. There are always new challenges for you to come back to. But interestingly, for, say, a music app like Dimensions or even Inception, you can always go back to it just to listen to the music.
Yeah.
And that in and of itself is a very exciting and engaging experience. Even if you have nothing to do with the game,
yeah.
And we have a lock screen in there which sort of puts the game into the background so you can just listen to the music. That in and of itself is still a great thing. Just like the same way that you might go back to an album yeah. from an artist that you've enjoyed in previous decades.
Yeah.
Who knows, you know? I mean, there are always going to be those evergreen favorites. And there is no reason why Dimensions, for instance, can't be something like that.
Yeah.
And frankly, we already see that with Inception. I mean, naturally, after a year, usage on Inception is much lower than it was when it was first released, of course.
Yeah.
But we still do see a very strong and steady trend there of people who are using it, even far after that they have, say, unlocked all of the different scenes in there.
Yeah.
They have completed the game, they've completely finished it, but they just like the music. They like the movie, the music was really good, the way that the music interacts with their lives, that works very well.
Yeah.
So why not? You know, and it's just like listening to any other piece of music.
Yeah.
Perhaps even better.
Exactly. In terms of music, I know that Michael mentioned Hans Zimmer again.
Yes.
So you also work with him in part for bits of the music of this app as well, which
Absolutely.
Is quite exciting.
Yeah. So, of course, Inception was all about Hans Zimmer's music.
Yeah.
The music that he made for the film. The music in the Dimensions app is primarily made by us. But we've also gotten a lot of feedback from Hans Zimmer, and we are also using some material that he's made himself
for this
game, which obviously we're incredibly excited about and very, very interested. Like you saw in the Inception promo,
yeah.
This idea where Hans Zimmer is talking about being able to distribute music in new ways, being able to interact with music in new ways, that is something that he is very interested in.
Yeah.
He was interested in it for Inception, he continues to be interested in it for Dimensions, and that's why he's continuing to contribute content to that.
Yeah.
And naturally, we also hope to work together with him in the future.
Of course, yeah. Great yeah. person to work with. So.
yeah, certainly.
So there's a great teaser video. Actually, I'll put the link in the show notes for Dimensions, which mm-hmm. really gives you the idea of like the wow factor of how the app is gonna
yeah.
really wow users and make them experience things in a different way.
Absolutely.
And so after that, have you got any more teaser things coming out for Dimensions?
Yeah, certainly. Well, we're doing a lot of Twitter and Facebook stuff right now.
Yeah.
We also have new content coming out on the blog, just explaining more about what the app is about, what the game is about.
Yeah.
You'll get sound clips of the music, you get some screenshots of things that are going on in there.
Right.
Some little bit of behind the scenes information about how we made different aspects of the app or how we were thinking about those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a lot of material coming out now until the launch.
Cool. Great. Yeah. And the main website is dimensions.rjdj.me.
Absolutely.
And do you have a separate Twitter for Dimensions, or is it just the RJDJ?
No, Dimensions app.
Dimensions app. Yep. Twitter. Yeah. Great.
Exactly. And of course the RJDJ Twitter account as well.
Twitter account.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Well, it was great having you on the show, and I'm going to put some links in the show notes as well, just to make sure everybody gets onto that page and starts getting excited about the app. But yeah, I think it's going to be awesome, and I can't wait to actually get my hands on it. So
yeah, me either. I can't wait until it's out there in the App Store.
That's
we've
great.
We've been working on it for a long time, almost a year now, and we've tried out so many ideas, and I hope that people out there appreciate the end result.
Awesome. Well, yeah. It was always great talking to you guys, and I look forward to playing with it.
Thank you very much for coming by, Andrew.
Cool, thanks for your time.
Well, I really hope you enjoyed the interview, and that's all for this week. Don't forget to visit www.digitalmusictrends.com for past episodes. You can also catch me on Twitter. The handle is DGMusicTrends, on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/digitalmusictrends, and on Mixcloud at mixcloud.com/digitalmusictrends. And of course, don't forget that you can subscribe via iTunes. Just search for Digital Music Trends on the iTunes store. You can also catch the show on any good podcast aggregator, for example, a dog catcher for Android, so you can keep up to date wherever you are. Have a great week, and till next time. Digital music. Trends. Digital music.